everyone, welcome. If you're working toward your ACCA PM exam, you'll know performance management is key. Today, I'm going to unpack a really crucial bit of that, section A2 from the syllabus. It's all about how companies use information and, importantly, how they control it. We'll be using the notes from accountancy.com to help guide us, aiming to make this straightforward and easy to understand.
Absolutely. This section A2, it's fundamental. It really gets into how information drives performance management, keeping things on track, and crucially, making sure that information is reliable and secure. You can't manage without it.
Okay, so let's jump into that first area the notes cover, using information for control. Now, control can sound a bit formal, but in this context, what are we really talking about?
It's actually quite simple, really. Control, in performance management terms, is basically looking at what you actually did versus what you plan to do. And then, if there's a gap, you figure out why, and you take action. You try to correct it.
Right. So comparing the plan, maybe the budget, to the actual results. And management information, that's the tool that lets managers actually see that comparison, isn't it? Like looking at reports.
Exactly. The accountancy notes use a classic example. The variance report, that's your information source. It clearly shows the differences, the variances between, say, your actual costs and your budgeted costs.
Okay, so say that report shows material costs are way over budget. What's the control part then?
Well, the purpose of control kicks in there.
Yeah.
That report, that information, prompts the manager to investigate, why are costs high? Is it the price we paid? Did we use too much material? And once they understand the why, they can take corrective action. Maybe find a cheaper supplier or, you know, look at improving efficiency in production. Get things back on track.
Got it. Identify the issue, understand the cause, take action.
That's the loop. And where does this information mostly come from?
The notes mention internal sources, right? Like the company's own systems.
Yes, primarily internal. You've got your transaction processing systems, the TPS that capture all the day-to-day stuff, every sale, every purchase. Then you have management information systems, the MIS, which process that raw data into useful summaries and reports for managers.
So sales data, production numbers, cost info, quality stats, it's all generated inside the business.
Exactly. Now, there's a key point here for the exam highlighted in the notes.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
You absolutely must link the information to the action. It's not enough in the exam to just say, oh, the variance was negative.
Right. You need to show you understand the so what part.
Precisely. So instead of just stating the variance, you explain how that information is used. For instance, the adverse material price variance report provided the information that led the purchasing manager to investigate supplier prices and take control by renegotiating terms. See the link. Information, investigation, boss, action. That's crucial.
That makes sense. Show the whole control process in action. Okay, so we have this information and we're using it for control, but what about the information itself? Section A2 also covers controlling the information, right? Keeping it accurate, secure.
Absolutely vital. If the information is wrong, your decisions will be wrong.
Yeah.
And if sensitive data gets out, well, that can be catastrophic. So yes, controlling the information itself is just as important. The accountancy notes break down the key types of controls.
Okay, let's run through those. What are the main categories we need to know?
First up, access controls. This is all about who gets to see or change what data. Think passwords, user permissions, things like that. So for example, only HR staff should be able to access detailed salary files.
Right, limiting access based on roles. Makes sense. What about physical stuff? Paper documents, hard drives?
That's covered by physical controls, securing the tangible items. Locked filing cabinets, safes for backup media, maybe secure server rooms with restricted entry, protecting the actual physical assets holding the data.
Okay. And then there's the people side, policies and rules.
Yep. Administrative controls. This involves setting clear policies, how data should be handled, stored, disposed of. It also includes training staff on these policies and on general security awareness. And importantly, using things like confidentiality agreements or clauses in contracts, especially for employees or third parties handling sensitive info.
Got it. Policies, training, contracts, and the digital side. Networks, software.
That's where digital controls come in. These are for protecting data on computer systems and networks. We're talking firewalls to block unauthorized external access, encryption to make data unreadable if it's intercepted, and antivirus or anti-spyware software to fight off malicious programs.
Okay, those categories seem clear.
Yeah.
And the notes mention this is another area where exam application is key, not just listing them.
Absolutely. You can't just list firewall, password, locked cabinet. You have to pick the right control for the specific situation in the exam scenario. The notes give a brilliant example from the MJ 2024 examiner's report, a case called Bazilco. consultants were working on sensitive designs, but, and this is the crucial bit, they were using non-network computers. The designs were sent physically by courier.
Ah, okay. So if the computers aren't on the network.
Exactly. Then digital controls like firewalls are irrelevant for protecting that data in that specific context. They wouldn't do anything.
So what were the relevant controls in that scenario?
The examiner pointed to two main ones. First, a physical control. A lockable cabinet or a safe to store the designs or the computer's drives when not in use. And second, an administrative legal control, ensuring the consultant signed a confidentiality contract.
That really hammers home the point. Read the scenario carefully and apply the logic. Don't just list things you've memorized.
Precisely. It's about understanding why a control is relevant or why it isn't in that specific situation. Application is everything.
Okay, great point. Let's move to the final part of section A2 mentioned in the notes, data visualization. What's this all about? Sounds like charts and graphs.
It is, essentially. Data visualization is simply about presenting information graphically, using charts, dashboards, diagrams, pictures, basically, instead of just grids of numbers.
And why is that important for managers?
Well, think about it. Managers are often swamped with data. The notes list a few key reasons why visuals help. First, it simplifies complexity. A well-designed chart can make complex patterns or trends jump out almost instantly, much faster than trying to scan a huge spreadsheet.
Right. You can spot if sales are trending up or down much quicker on a graph.
Exactly. Which leads to the second point. It improves decision-making. Because managers can grasp the key information faster, understand the situation more clearly, they can make decisions more quickly and often, make better decisions.
Faster insights, faster action.
Mm-hmm. And thirdly, it helps highlight key messages. If there's a specific performance indicator you want people to focus on, or a particular story the data tells, visualizing it makes it much more impactful and easier to communicate.
Okay, so it's about clarity, speed, and focus. And for the exam, what do students need to be able to do with this?
The main thing, according to the notes exam focus, is being able to interpret information presented visually. You might get a chart, like a profit volume graph or performance dashboard, and you'll need to understand what it's showing, maybe use it to assess performance or calculate something like a break-even point. So being comfortable reading and understanding graphs is key.
So not necessarily drawing complex charts, but definitely understanding what they tell you.
That seems to be the main emphasis, yes. Interpreting the visuals.
Okay, let's quickly recap then. We've looked at how information is fundamental for control, that cycle of comparing plan versus actual investigating and acting. We've covered the crucial need to control the information itself, using access, physical, administrative, and digital controls, but always applying the right control to the scenario. And finally, the power of data visualization to make information clear, quick to grasp, and decision-friendly.
That really covers the core of Section A2. And understanding these concepts isn't just about passing PM. It's about understanding how effective organizations actually run. It's foundational stuff.
And just a reminder, all the specifics we discussed today are laid out clearly in the notes over on accountancy.com, a fantastic resource as you study.
Definitely. And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. In today's world, organizations are collecting just vast amounts of data, more than ever before. The real challenge isn't just gutting the data or even making it look nice in a chart. How do you actually build a system that ensures the right information gets to the right manager at the right time in a way they can easily understand and act on? It's about the whole information ecosystem, not just the pieces. Something to think about.
That's a great point. It's about making the information truly useful. Okay, hopefully walking through Section A2 like this has been helpful for you. Keep reviewing, keep practicing applying these ideas with resources like accountancy.com. Best of luck with your PM studies.